So here you are. It's a wonderful time of the year. It's summertime, and everybody plans a vacation here or there. And you're now, you've flown to some city in the U.S. or maybe to Europe. Who knows? You get off the airplane or however you got there, and you walk up to the rental car agency to get your car, to get rent a car. And by the way, this happens to all of us, folks. And the lady there says, or the gentleman clerk says, what about auto insurance? Do you you want insurance? And you stop. And you how much is it, you might say? And they give you some number that just knocks you over because it's half of what you're paying for the car. But can you do it? And then you say, oh, no, Mike, auto insurance, or it's either true or you tell the lie that your auto insurance will take care of it. And then you leave there, and they remind you that if anything happens, you're responsible. And then for your entire 2 weeks that you're driving the car, you're wondering whether or not you're really covered or not. That happened to you? Well, let me tell you something. A recent survey shows that over a quarter, 25% of U.S. drivers who rent a car have driven without fully understanding what insurance they had and what they were covered for. Yep, 25%, quarter of us. That's not something that's a surprise to Ernie Suarez. He's founder and CEO of, quote, InsureMyRentalCar.com. He has, for more than 20 years, had experience working in insurance. He's identified a gap, as he calls it, in the U.S. market for car rental insurance products, which would be cheaper than the cover offered at the rental desk. And most places I've found, it's pretty doggone expensive. So here we are. What do you do? Why even spend a moment thinking about insurance? And Ernie says you can avoid that by being insured before you go. But will my car rental company allow that? All of those are questions that we now ask my next guest, Ernie Suarez, who joins us from London. Ernie, nice to have you on the program. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Did I sum this up properly?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
You did a great job.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ernie. I'm passionate about this, and when I saw this, it was because I face that every time. And I then say to the agent, no, my auto insurance will cover it. Will it?
Most of the times, you might be right. But also, I'd say a large percentage of the times, you might be wrong. And I think you quoted something like 25% of people that show up to the rental car desk might not be aware what they're actually buying or what they're being offered. There's a lot of confusion around the topic. So what we've done at InsureMyRentalCar.com is build a product that kind of takes you through that jargon and clearly presents to you a money value proposition much cheaper than the rental cars companies offering you at the rental desk. And we know for a fact that, you know, there are tons of people out there, tons of customers of car rental companies that are sold this product without a real understanding of whether they're covered or not. And you can start the confusion by people thinking they have the cover either on their car insurance policy,
right,
or through a credit card.
Right.
Or I guess maybe even thinking that they don't need the cover also, I'll take the chance.
And that's,
but in theory.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's exactly the point. I'm a victim or I am that person. I don't know. Ernie, I don't know whether I should get that insurance. In the back of my mind, it's saying you could be ruined for life if you wreck this car. But, you know, do we really need insurance when driving a rental car?
If you're hiring a car, if you're renting a car in the United States or anywhere in the world, it's not mandatory, it's not statutory to have a collision damage insurance. So what the automobile rental car companies are doing is they're presenting this to you as an ancillary product that you must take, you know, to replace that fear factor, to give you that peace of mind. The problem is you're paying such a high price for the product. When you show up to the rental desk, you know, you can just imagine the scene, right? You're cranky from a long flight. You have screaming kids in the back. You've probably got a long line behind you at the rental desk. The worst thing you need to know is to be pressure sold or put into a position where you have to make probably an expensive financial decision and not really understand what you're buying.
Yeah, yeah.
The interesting thing is that I think up to 40% of the people we surveyed are, you know, they didn't know that they could be potentially liable for the full cost of the car. That's the real. I guess that's the truth is that people really don't know what the payout or the potential exposure they have at the rental desk if they decline the insurance, or if they're not really sure what cover they have with their credit card or with the car insurance policy they have. And some people, like, you know, let's say I'm a New Yorker where maybe I don't own a car and I depend on public transportation. When you go out and rent a car, you know, you don't have car insurance at all. So you might not be aware of the terms as well that they're using at the rental desk.
And the point is that
big confusion.
And forgive me, but the point is that I don't have to. In other words, the rental car company can't make me buy their insurance, whether I have insurance or not, right?
Yeah, they can't make you take it. It's always an option.
Okay.
You know, there's obviously the car, the insurance that protects the damage to the car, and then there's the insurance for third-party liability. You have minimum statutory third-party liability. When you hire a car, obviously they sell you their own additional liability insurance to top up that state minimum level. And in some states, it's very low. It could be like as low as $25,000. So you need to be aware that there are two types of insurance being sold to you. And this is some of the jargon that we try to clarify on our website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when we come back, we're going to talk about those two types of insurance so that you understand it, folks. You don't understand this. And you need to understand it because it's expensive. When I come back, I'll ask Ernie to explain how much it can cost me per week for their insurance. And then I'll find out what he's offering that might be a lot less expensive and a lot less confusing. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry, and my guest, Ernie Suarez from Rent-A-Car. Hey, we'll be right back. Stay with us. My guest is Ernie Suarez. He is the founder of InsureMyRentalCar.com. We know, and based on his studies, that a lot of you, me, you, and others, come to the rental desk. We have no idea whether we really are adequately insured or not. We do know that we're going to be offered the insurance. We'll feel like sometimes that we have to take it, but it really is an option. But let's talk now, Ernie, from the U.S. perspective. What would it cost? What is the insurance? What's the average cost of insurance if I opt to buy the insurance that is offered to me?
Okay, if you show up to the rental desk and you're renting a car for a week, you would be paying about $175 for collision damage waiver or loss damage waiver. They're both confused anyway, but that's probably $157 more than a standalone policy from a company like us on the website.
Wow.
InsureMyRentalCar.com.
So if I had come to you beforehand and said I want some insurance from a company like yours, when I got to the desk there and they said, do you want insurance? I say, no, I'm going to save $150 every week that I have the car.
That's right.
Why don't people do that? Is it because we don't know? We're not prepared? What's the story here, Ernie?
I think most people are unaware of the alternative. Most people are unaware we exist. Most people think that when you show up to the rental car, that you're captive to what they're selling you and that the only place you can buy insurance is from the rental desk. And that's not correct. There are many types of businesses today. We're not the only ones, but I can tell you that there are plenty of ways you can get insurance to cover your rental car. So, you know, the idea it needs to sink in to people to say, look, I have an option before I travel, when I get to the airport, you know, I can buy a standalone policy and it can actually be better than if I think I'm covered by my car insurance policy. Or most people default to the answer, I have a credit card and I think it covers that.
Yeah.
I think people need to be very careful in that, because they really need to know the gaps in these options. So, for example, when you use if you're relying on your car insurance policy to cover you while you're driving a rental car, you need to be aware that some of these policies, these car insurance policies, will protect you after, or like, you know, they will apply the deductible that's on your car rental insurance policy, the car insurance policy. Mm-hmm. So the idea here that you're covered, it really isn't, because in the end, if you claim against your car insurance policy, you're going to get hit with a no-claims bonus. Your discount's going to go down, and your premiums are going to go up. So by using your car insurance policy, you're in fact not really saving any more money.
Well, take me through this. Here's the deal. Yeah. Ernie, look, I get to the car company, to the rental car desk, right? I don't even know what kind of car I'm going to get yet, or maybe I do. Maybe I've just reserved the car. How do I get you or your companies or companies like yours involved in that without it being a hassle at the desk? Do I buy this beforehand? You don't know what kind of car I'm going to get, so are you willing to give me a blanket? I mean, how does this work?
So you can come to our website anytime up to 6 months before you travel.
Okay.
And you're picking up your rental car, and you can purchase a policy from us. On the website, and we will issue you documents and your certificate of insurance for the times that you want the insurance for. So you can select the time, the dates that you want the cover for. So you can buy our policy for single use, or you can buy it on an annual basis. That means come and buy our policy and use it as many times as you want during the year, as long as your rental car contract doesn't exceed 31 days or 60
right,
days.
Right.
Options. But you're talking about, a product that's quite easy to get that doesn't involve a lot of information from you.
I got it. Okay.
When you take out the policy, there are no restrictions on, driver's license. There's no restrictions on, what state you're from. But we do try to guide you through that journey on the webpage. It's very easy to take out a policy.
Okay. Your website, of course, is insuremyrentalcar.com, folks. So if I hear this right, Ernie, what I do is if I'm planning of a trip in August, say the 15th through the – I come to your website and I insure myself for that period of time. Is that right?
That's right. You come to our website anytime before your trip, up to a day before you collect the rental car.
Okay.
And you can basically get your documents within 5 seconds after your credit card's been approved.
Okay.
And you get everything in your email.
Okay. And what do I do with that document? Do I show it to the rental car people when I get there?
Yeah. Some rental car companies, because they want to see proof of insurance in a way to scare you to think that you need a document, they will request to see a document. But in theory, all you really have to say is, no thanks.
That's it.
They provide you the minimum statutory liability. Therefore, you're covered on that respect. On the damage to the car, well, that's up to you. That's your risk. It's not statutory to take any insurance policy. Therefore, they're going to rely on you to tell them the truth most of the time. Therefore, they're not going to really inspect. Those that really want to probably be diligent or kind of instill fear about whether you want insurance or not, they're going to want to request a document. But at that point, you can just share with them what you've purchased from our website. And, there's no real reason for them to say, thank you very much.
Yeah,
that's the cover I was looking for.
So let's look at the numbers that you talked. You said it would cost me $175 a week for rental. How much would that same week cost me if I came to you and rented a car per your rules? How much would I pay?
Depending on what state you reside, that could be from as low as $1,750 a trip up to 31 days.
Wow.
So you could be paying, obviously saving a great deal of money, which is up to $150 savings on a week's rental. So you could use that probably for a meal with your family, or you could use it on a golf course. It all depends how you want to apply that opportunity cost. But
so the difference, let me be clear, the difference between what they're going to charge $175 for a week and what you charge for the week could be as much as $150.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Right. We're basically shifting the...
Ernie, let me stop you a moment. Let me take a pick, because I got a couple other questions when we come back. You're listening to Home and Family Finance. My guest, Ernie Suarez, from a company that you might want to know about, InsureMyRentalCar.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're talking with Ernie Suarez, who is the founder of InsureMyRentalCar.com. He comes to us from London. His company is worldwide, and their purpose is to provide you an option when you get to that rental car desk and the guy says, do you want insurance? And you can say to him or them, I already have insurance. Here's my documents. And you're going to save up to $150 if you're getting the full coverage on the car. But the real question here, Ernie, is whether I even need you if my insurance policy is truly full coverage. Do I need to come and see you or go through this? Let's say I've got full the top, not the minimum, but the maximum. Do I need you, or is this a step I can bypass altogether?
No, I think you still need to come and look at our website and look at what's on offer. A, because when you have a whatever you know coverage you have on a car insurance policy, you know you're going to be protected potentially for driving in other cars, particularly a rental car vehicle.
Yes.
But you have to keep in mind they're only going to cover you up to the value that your car is. So you could establish that there is going to be a gap if you hire a more expensive rental car.
I see. Okay.
And the car insurance policy that you have might only have a limit up to a certain amount. So you could eventually end up with a gap in the payback scenario of a stolen car or a car with a total loss.
All right.
That's one aspect of
right.
it. Another aspect is depending on where you travel. The rental coverage is only really provided to you if you rent a car in the United States, or territories that are.
Okay, I get it. So if I'm traveling overseas, my policy might not work at all overseas.
That's right. Your car insurance policy might not work. Therefore, you need to come to us.
Okay.
If you're going overseas.
Okay.
Those are just a couple, but if you don't want an impact on your no-claims bonus, that's another reason to think about why to use us separately to a car insurance policy with all the extras, et cetera.
Yeah. What are the most common areas of confusion when it comes to car rental? Have we covered that? Is that what we're talking about? This is what people are most confused about, right?
Yes, the area of car rental insurance, you mean the all aspects of what you get offered at the rental desk,
yeah,
is the most confusing part because there's different terminology. The same companies use different terminology within even the some of the branches, and then you get if you're going across companies to try to make a comparison, you can't even do that because most of them are saying collision damage waiver, others are saying loss damage waiver. Others are saying that collision damage waiver covers loss of use, and then the loss damage waiver says it's covering everything but the loss. So there's inconsistency at the product definition level. So how can a customer actually be informed?
I get you.
At that last minute. So it's
okay.
This is what we want to.
You make the case very well. You make the case very well, especially for those of us who come up with those questions, and you do make the case. And if you're interested, folks, you can certainly go. It doesn't cost you anything to go to insuremyrentalcar.com, take a look around the site, see what you find out, see if it's going to be more comfortable for you. And he's already said it's easy. You come there, you say, I'm going to go this week period of time. You buy insurance for that. You're covered, and you don't have to worry about it. I'm going to do that because it just makes sense to me. It makes perfect sense. But let's talk about other things. Do I bring along my own GPS or my own car seats? Is that a good savings for me?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, nowadays, the car rental companies are trying to basically make double or triple the amount of money that you are going to pay from the original booking reservation. So what they're trying to do is upsell you all these ancillary services and products to hopefully get you on the road with paying much more than what you started with. So,
yeah.
You know, if you hire a GPS, expect to pay about $70 to $90 extra for the rental. If you use your own car seats, you know, that's a great saving because the car rental company will charge you anywhere from $60 to $90 a week.
Wow.
And, you know, and if you add the insurance.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you add, we've discussed that before, but you know
that
the saving is, if you for a week's rental could be up to $150 in some states. So overall, you can see the real benefit of just knowing a couple of the little bits that we're trying to get customers to be aware of.
Ernie,
you can save a bundle on your car rental.
You sure can, and that's why I had you on the show, because I believe it too. Ernesto Suarez, founder and CEO of InsureMyRentalCar.com. Thanks for joining us. Come back again and talk to us soon, will you please?
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. A pleasure to have you with us. And it's a pleasure to have you too, folks out there, wherever you are. I hope we've helped you. A little bit of education can go a long way, especially when it comes to the money in your pocket. So save that money, keep it there, and put it in a savings account. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back here same time, same place, here on Radio America. I look forward to seeing you. I'll be here. Will you? Have a good day.